We began speaking about the possibility that the chiyuv itself is linked to the home. We saw this particularly in the Shita of Rashi, who needs to mention the case of a person on a boat in order to find the one we're instituting Birchat Ariyah for. Even though Tosfos gives a simple case of the homeless, the implication of Rashi may be that a person without a home isn't chayiv in the mitzvah in the first place, right? Because the chiyuv itself hinges on there being a home. I mentioned last time that there's two ways one can formulate how the chiyuv would depend on the presence of a home. The first is to say that essentially the chiyuv, like all other chiyuvim, is a chiyuv on the individual, not on the home. But having a home is conditional for having the chiyuv. I mean, the chiyuv is on the individual, but an added condition is having a home. And this seems to be the way the Pnei Yoshua, mentioned this last time, formulates it. The Pnei Yoshua talks about it being ki'ilu on the home. Really, it's on the individual, but they formulated it as if it's on the home. How does the Pnei Yeshua explain why they formulated it as if it's on the home? We mentioned this last time. For the goal of Pirsum Anes. Now, the Pnei Yeshua has a very big assumption here, which is that the linkage to the home is in order to accomplish Pirsum in the best possible way. And I began speaking about last time how this assumption of the Pnei Yeshua is one that's not so poshut. Not so poshut. And it comes up regarding the debate between Rashi and Tosfos. Now here let's focus a little bit because I think this debate is not such a pashut issue. Let's take a look. On Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, where the Braisa says that the mitzvah is la'anicha al petach beito nivachutz. So here Tosfos Shita is clear. Tosfos says, U'mayri delek ha'chatzer el abayit omeid samach l'rishit ha'rabim. אבל אם יש חצר לפני הבית, מצווה להניח על פתח חצר. Tosa says the mitzvah is always to put it near Rishut HaRabim. When it says here Petach Bayit, it means where there's no chatzer, where the bayit borders on Rishut HaRabim. But where there would be a chatzer, you would put it al Petach chatzer. So what the Pnei Yeshua says makes a lot of sense according to Tosfos. However, there is another shita here. Not sure if it's Rashi, but there is another shita. Rashi says, mi bachutz, mishum pirsumei nisa. So you see again the factor of pirsumei nisa. But then he says, v'lo birshut harabim, ela b'chatzeira. B'chatzeiro, shebatein hayu p'tuchin l'chatzer. Now what does this Rashi mean? How did you guys understand this Rashi? How did you understand this Rashi? What do you mean it's the same?
It's Tosos, more or less.
It's the same as Tosos.
More or less.
What? How do you see that it's the same as Tosos?
It's still lighting the Chatzer. I mean, he doesn't say I'll pet the Chatzer, it's not.
What does he hold here?
See,
you should know that the base Yosef and the Bach, Purushim and the Torah, they understood that Rashi holds against Tosos that you light always al pet the Chabayis. Bechatzer, and not Birshut HaRabim. That's what they understood. Seems to be the way the Rashba understood Rashi as well. Is that how you guys understand Rashi? If that's what Rashi meant, what he should have said is always al petach habayis, right? That's where I think the pshat in Rashi is, and this is a big question which has to do with a lot of sugis you have to learn through, but it's not our topic right now. Unless you guys want to learn this particular thing more in depth. I think Rashi is talking about not which petach you light on, but where in the petach you light. Meaning, which side of the petach do you light in? Which side, no?
What side?
The?
Which side?
No, that's different. The inside or the outside?
Oh, inside.
The
outside. V'lo birshut harabim, ela b'chatzeiro. Dafka from Rashi, it sounds like Tosfos, right? That where do you light? On the side of the chatzer, in the petach of the chatzer leading into Rishut HaRabim. What Rashi's trying to say is that mi bachutz doesn't mean the outside of the petach. It just means the outer petach. But which part of the petach do you light in? V'lo b'Rishut HaRabim ela b'chatzero. How does Rashi know that? Because what are the words? Mitzvah la'anicha al petach beito mi bachutz. The outer petach, but the inside of the petach. but the inside of the petach. Either way, whether Rashi means al petach bayit, even when there's a chatzer, or the inside of the petach, what you see in Rashi is that we're bringing the neiros back in a little bit. Why are we bringing the neiros back in a little bit? Because we want it to be clear that they're connected to the home. Why? If the whole goal of connecting the home is pirsum, so you should put it on the outer end. On the outer end. Now one can say, like Rashi himself said earlier, that the reason why we want to connect it to the home is what? No, what do we see Rashi saying? So it should be clear, there should be a hecker that it's the people in the house who are lighting. We mentioned this Rashi. But there's another context where we see the connection to the home, where at least one of the Rishonim makes clear that it's something else. What's the other context? Not only the horizontal axis we're talking about here, how close to the home is it, but also the vertical axis. The vertical axis is discussed later on in the page here. Within the discussion of Ravina. Right? Within the discussion of Ravina. One second. Lost it. What? In the bottom of the page here, yeah. After the Maichanaka. Ravina learns from the din of Chenveni. Right, that if a Chenveni puts his ner outside on Chanukah, he's potter. Ravina says, "Zot omer ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha betoch hasara. V'ilamala me'asara, le'malai, hayalach la'anich, lamala me'gamol v'rochvo." If you're allowed to put it above 10, we tell the Chenveni, why are you putting it under 10 that it's going to get make a fire? Ravina suggests that the ner Chanukah has to be within 10 of the ground. Here, let's go slowly. Do we pass in that way? What did you guys see? What? Shulchan Aruch says Lamal. The riff in the Rambam, where Shulchan Aruch gets it from, they don't mention this. They don't mention this halacha of Ravina. What's the basis of not mentioning the halacha of Ravina? Because the Gemara rejects Ravina's raya. The Gemara says, V'dilma, imitch leituva, asinu, imitzvah. Meaning, really, you're allowed to, or maybe even supposed to put it above 10, but we don't expect you, we can't expect you to put it above 10, because then we're afraid people aren't going to do the mitzvah. But really, you're not mechuyav to put below 10. In fact, one could even say that it's better to put it above 10. Who says it's better to put it above 10 before the Shulchan Aruch? The Meiri, right? Yeah. Why is it better to put above 10? More people will be able to see it. 10 tefachim on the ground is really low. However, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do bring this halacha. The Rambam and the Rif don't bring it, but the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do bring it. They do bring it. If you're looking in the bottom of page 2, the bottom of page 2, Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. Sivav, Savtaf Resh Ayin Aleph Sivav, Menicho Lemala Migimel Tefachim, U'mitzvah La'anicho Lemata Miyut Tefachim. He does save him, Menicho Lemala Miyut Tefachim Yotze. Well, he says you're Yotze, as opposed to Ravino, who seems to say you're not Yotze. But in any case, the Torah Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha that it's better to put it below 10. Why? Why is it better to put below 10? Don't you have more people seeing it above 10? So what did you guys see?
Because normally like things above 10, so if you let it below 10, it's more appears than that.
The Rush, let's take a look at the Rush. The same idea is mentioned in the Mordechai. You can look in your Gemara in the Rush, or you can look at the Rush printed here on the bottom of page 2. The Rush says, even though we reject his Raya, mitzvah l'anich l'amata mi'asara, Kedamar Ravina Mishmei de Rava, Begam Iko Pirsa Manestve Kishihi Lamata, the Dabar Asu Lor, Ein Derech Lanicha Kokach Lamata. He says usually people aren't going to put light that low, so it's clear that it's Ner Chanukah. This, of course, reminds us of Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheres, Terakera, the Gemara, Rava's statement on Dafchav Bezim Ed Bez, that when you're standing there with a lantern, Haro, Omele Tzarechu Dinakit La. So one can say, the reason we put it below 10, it's not so that more people can see it, but that the message will be clearer.
A little counterproductive.
Again, we're trying to strike a balance here, right? If you take a look closely at the Rush, though, it seems that this is not the reason for Ravina's halacha. Why do I say that? What does the Rush say? he says, he quotes Rav Yehuda, and then he says, Vigam iko pirsam anes tve. The Vigam makes it sound like that's an add-in. That's not the reason. So what is the reason for Rav Yehuda's halacha of putting it below 10? So the Ritva here says something very interesting. The Ritva, top of page 3, the Ritva says, you have to put it within 10. To have ihu v'neiro birshut achat lagamre. To call toch asara chashiv rishut. You want the ner to be in the same rishut as the lighter. Or maybe as the home, we're talking about rishuyot, right? Where do we see 10 tvachim being the definition of a rishut, the height of 10 tvachim?
Sukkah.
Shabbos. Shabbos would be the classic case, right? Sukkah, we talk about it needing to be above 10, right? To be reaching up, right, to the rishuyos of Gavoah. You see the schach as the Shechina being right down to the schach. Shechina doesn't come below 10. But also Shabbos is the classic halachic place where we find rishuyos being defined up to 10 tefachim. So here we see this idea not only of wanting the neros to be close to the house horizontally, but also wanting the neros to be close to the house vertically. Why? So again, I think all this makes sense if you're saying that the home is what the chiyuv lies on in the first place. Not just that you need to be mekayim in proximity of the home, but that the chiyuv is a chiyuv in the home. Now, what does that mean, a chiyuv in the home? Again, I explained this last time. It's not that a home is chayiv in mitzvos. A home isn't chayiv in mitzvos. It means that a Jewish home needs this. Just like any home needs a fire code, a Jewish home needs a mezuzah, a Jewish home needs Ner Chanukah. Now this concept I think you find, at least in formulation, in the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam on page 3, Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah Perek Dar Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kama Nero tu Madlik Becha Mitzvata Sheyeh Kol Bayit Ubayit Madlik Ner Echad. He formulates it as the Bayit meaning Madlik. Think that the Rambam understands the word Ner Ish Ubeito here, not in the sense of house, right, the sick doctor, but in the sense of home, family. Kol Bayit Ubayit Madlik Ner Echad. One might compare what the Rambam says here to the Rambam's Lashon by Mezuzah. Bayit She'ein Lo Arba Amot Al Arba Amot Patam in a Mezuzah. It's about the Bayit being Chayiv. I mean, in essence, what we're saying, according to this, is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is something which is similar on some level to the mitzvah, say, of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah that a group of people is supposed to do together. The way the Torah talks about it is in the context of a bayit. If you look in Shmot, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Gimel, Tabru al kol adat Yisrael emor, be'asor lechodesh hazeh v'yikhu lehem ish seh levet avot seh labayit. And then, of course, what were they supposed to do with the guts of the Korban Pesach? Paint the door of the actual house in Mitzrayim. There, too, we're seeing this concept of a family in a home, which has, of course, become the tradition of Pesach, right, that families get together. Just to stop for a moment, why would the chiyuv of Chanukah be something that would be connected to the bayit? So here, I think it could be very much in the spirit of what Chanukah was coming to commemorate. The Greeks were the ones who were mechadesh the concept of the polis. Polis is a city, right, where people living in the city, the citizens, their goal is to impact, to contribute to the city. It's not the local families, it's the broader, bigger picture of the city. And this can account for a famous medrash which says that one of the gzeros that the Yavanim made were that the doorpost of the homes needed to be removed. The doorpost of the homes needed to be removed. Now, what's the logic behind this? Doorpost is what allows for a door, which allows the separation of the family from what's going on outside. So the Greeks are forcibly removing that. The Chashmonaim are victorious. They want to be mefarsim the neis. Maybe the most natural, logical way to be mefarsim the neis is to go to Central Park. But if we're going to Central Park, we're giving victory to the what the goals of the Greeks were in the first place. So we're going to be mefarsim, but we're going to be mefarsim from the home. Okay. So what's the question that we're posing here? Right, to what extent is the need to be mekayim in the home an indication that essentially the chiyuv is in the home, like we're seeing in formulation of the Rambam, or no, the chiyuv is in the context of the home, but the chiyuv is chiyuv like any other, the chiyuv on the gavra, and even if there's the chiyuv is conditioned on having a home, the chiyuv is on the gavra. What are the implications of this question? What's interesting about this question, just one second, is that I think it has implications obviously for the base level of the chiyuv, but even for the mahadran and the mahadran and the mahadran levels of the chiyuv. Yeah. So let's see. Let's start off with the base chiyuv. Ner ishu beito. What does that mean? Each family, each lights one candle. So again, each opinion will understand it based on their understanding of things. You could say that essentially every individual is chayiv. Every individual is chayiv. But the takana is that one person in the family lights for everyone. But if we're all chayiv, the one who's lighting is lighting as a shliach. Not a representative, a shliach. You understand the difference, right? It's got to be motzi me because essentially I'm chayiv myself. And then you have to wonder why they were attacking this way. So you'll say, the home, the concept of the home, but essentially we're all chayiv. The alternative, which is very understandable, according to the Rambam, is to say, why does one person light maker adin? Because there isn't a chiyuv of more people. There's a chiyuv of the bayit. It's like each person making a fire code. Doesn't make any sense. You only need one. Each person making a mezuzah. What would the nafkamina of all this be? The nafkamina would be how you understand what an achsanai is supposed to do. We already mentioned the achsanai on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. I'll remind people what we mentioned about it. But Ran explained that what was the chiddush that achsanai is chayiv? Because I would have thought achsanai is pater because... I would have thought achsanai is pater. We mentioned this on Thursday. Yeah, why? There's in a house. And I would say that Chanukah is like mezuzah. So the question, well, what's the kamash malon? Is the kamash malon that you don't need a house to be chayiv? Or the kamash malon is that it's considered like he has a house? Well, let's read the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, after it says that achsanai is chayiv, Rav Zera says, Mereshki avina be'rav, when he used to be at Rav's house, mishtatafna v'priti b'hadi yoshpiza. I used to give a pruta to the owner, and that was how I was yotzei the din. Busted in a CV it, so now that I'm married, I mean, now I don't need it because the lighting is happening in my home. Okay, let's forget about what happened once he got married. But before he got married, what would he do? So did he go light? He would give money. What does giving the money do? What?
Makes a
So according to the shlichus people, you can say that this is what accomplishes shlichut. Who says what Akiva just said? Who says what Akiva just said? That the purpose of the achsanai giving money is to make a shaliach for himself. The Ran Imsachim, right? Bottom of page 3. What's the context there? The Gemara there, Imsachim Dav Zayin, is talking about the difference between lahadlik and le and al as nuschos of brachos. And the Gemara there formulates a principle that when you do a mitzvah that you must do yourself, you say le, because we're mitzvah to actually do it. But when you're doing a mitzvah that can be done b'shlichus, you say al, because I'm not mitzvah to actually do it. I'm mitzvah on the mitzvah, but not to actually do it. Now the Rishonim there have lengthy discussions because there's a lot of cases where the lashon of the bracha doesn't seem to fit with this principle. One of the examples the Rishonim talk about is Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, we say lehadlik, yet it's something that can be done through shlichus. Where do we see a situation of shlichus with Ner Chanukah? Says the Ran, achsanoi. Says I mean we can make by klala the hadlak at Ner Chanukah chef shela asotal yedei shaliach ta'afilu achi mevarchin ole the hadlak. That's the kasha. The Ran assumes in his habamina that achsanoi is midin shlichut. In fact, the chedush yanshe Hashem on the riff there actually quotes a girsa of saying al mitzvat adlakat Ner Shel Chanukah and not le, which would make a lot of sense if you understand that it's shlichut. But the Ran has argues in the bracha of le. So what's pshat? So let's see the Ran's answer. The Ran says, "V'ikal meimar, kevin daminu beperik mamad likin the tzarich lechtov v'pruti, kevin she'enu yotze elu b'shalatzmo, hare ein mitzvah zo yicholal itkayem al yedei acher." The Ran says it's not really al yedei acher because you're involved. It's your money that's involved. Now the question is, what does that mean? How does your money being given mean you're involved in the mitzvah? What does that mean? So one could still say, it's shlichut, but since my money is involved, it's not considered ayah de'acher. You could say that. Alternatively, what could one say? That the achsanoi contributing is a way of him buying a chelik in the home, so that this is his home. Maybe that could be, what should you contribute? To the ner, or to the home? Like, what should you say when you give the money?
To the mortgage.
What? To the mortgage. Pay a month on the mortgage. I think there are additional nafkaminas of this question on the ner issue beso level. Number one, who can be the one to light ner Hanukkah for the home? This is an interesting question that comes up lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch, Tava page 4, quotes the opinion of the Itter, one of the Spanish Rishonim, who says that a katan, Sheigia l'chinuch, can be the one to light ner Hanukkah for everyone. That's a huge chiddush, because in general, a katan can't be mostly other people in the mitzvah, right? The Chacham Tzvi was asked this question, how could this be? And the answer he gave was, on Hanukkah, kevan de lav akarkafta de gavra muto chiv hadlaka, since the chiv is not on the head of each individual, ela echem yikol b'nei abayit madlik bepetach hachatzer, it's one member of the family making sure there's a light in that home. So the katan can do it as well, as long as he understands what he's doing. The flip side of this, I think, is the question that's discussed by the Shilte HaGiborim and the Bach. They discuss, let's say, one person is lighting. And still, in their time, and for many people in our times, the custom was and is that women don't light. Women don't light. Why not? Someone's being motzi them. They're relying on their issue base.
So they're not really homeowners.
Sorry?
They were never really homeowners.
So that's the question. The question is, does the woman have to be there when the lighting's taking place? So the Shulte Gemara and the Bach say yes. Now this makes sense if you're talking about Shlichus. Now even if you're talking about Shlichus, you might not reach the conclusion, because you could say it's Shlichus, but you don't have to be there. But the only way it makes sense is if you're talking about Shlichus. You're Shlichus, and if you're saying you're being motzi me, and you have to actually be there, you have to actually see it, you have to actually hear the bracha, you have to say amen, okay. But if you're saying it's a din in the bias, then the need to be there makes no sense. And that's why it makes sense that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this halacha whatsoever. The Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of the need for other people who are not lighting to be there when the lighting is taking place. It makes sense in light of him having brought the shita of the Itter that a katan sheigia l'chinuch can light because you're not being motzi other people. So all this is about the base level of the chiyuv, ner ish ubeito. Now as I said, I think how you understand ner ish ubeito has implications for the other levels of the chiyuv as well. What do I mean, the other levels? So we saw, the Gemara says on the next line, that mahadrin is ner l'kol echod v'echod. And then mahadrin and mahadrin is that you light based on the number of nights. Ner l'kol echod v'echod. Well, how do we understand this? Which understanding of the base chiyuv makes this chiddush of mahadrin more understandable? If you're saying that essentially everyone's chayiv, right? Essentially everyone's chayiv themselves. So there's a takana, and it's enough that one person lights in each home. So you can understand that what's the mahadrin coming along and saying? Everyone should light their own. Mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. Better that a person should do the mitzvah themselves than have it done through a shliach. But if the chayiv is a chayiv essentially in the home, so then what does it mean? Come and everyone should light themselves. It doesn't make any sense. Some of the Achronim ask, it's a bracha l'batala. It's like putting up another mezuzah. What does this mean?
It's like everyone making their own kiddush.
See, that's different because kiddush is a chiyuv on each person, right? If a person already heard kiddush and was yotzi and then made it again, then you'd have that problem, right? That makes sense. Everyone can make their own kiddush, right? Because they're mechuyav themselves. Maybe the mahadrin is, I'm going to make my own kiddush. Again, they would say Barov HaMahadrin's Melech, that's something else, right? But here, how can you put up another mezuzah? How can you put up more Neres Chanukah? So the truth is that this whole idea makes more sense according to Tosfos, and we'll talk about this. Tosfos holds that the idea of Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad means that the Baal HaBayis lights a candle for each person. But it's the Baal HaBayis who lights and makes the bracha. So that's easier. But according to the Rambam, who Ashkenazim, interestingly here, Paskin like, you're familiar with this interesting nuance, right, of Hilchas Chanukah, that the Svardim Paskin like Tosfos and the Ashkenazim Paskin like the Rambam, here in this question. According to Ashkenazic custom, that each person lights themselves with a bracha. So it's a big kasha. If essentially you understand the base chiv to be in the home, where do we get this idea of everyone lighting themselves and making a bracha? So the Svas Emes, bottom of page 4, he discusses this question. He asks, V'yesh layim, hiya mitzvah ner echa bebayit kimo mezuzah kimo ner Shabbat, t'kol she'ed hidlik l'shem Shabbat, af she'hidlik misha yedai. Said, therefore, how do we get, where does this come from? So the Svas Emes has no choice but to say that the Chachamim must have come along and created a new level of the Chiv. The Chachamim created level 1, they were Koveya, the base level is that every home should have. And then the Chachamim came along and said, and we're being Mechadish a second level of the Chiv from Mahadrin, that each person should light themselves. That's what you see here. And the Chiddush would be that the Chachamim are metakein not only to do a Mahadrin, but to make a bracha on a Mahadrin. That's a much bigger thing. Meaning to say that the Rabbanim came along and said, the base level of the Chiv is X. If you want to be Mahader, do also Y and Z, okay, that we find by mitzvahs. But to say that you would make another bracha when you add on the Y and Z, that's a big Kiddush. And the Svas Emes says in the end of his piece, Ulefi ze yesh la'ayin b'mahadrin min ha'mahadrin. Im shachach b'leil gimel v'hidlik rak beis. Ve'achar kach nizkar, im yadlik od echad b'bracha, yihavi ilhu mitzvah gemura. The Svas Emes says, based on the question I just discussed, one wonders whether there would be a bracha by Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. What does that mean? Let's say a person lit 2 candles on the 3rd night of Hanukkah, and then they remember it's the 3rd night, they have to light a 3rd. So they come back now to add the 3rd candle. Do they make another bracha now? They were already Yotzei the mitzvah on the base level, on the Mahadrin level. They weren't yet Yotzei the full Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Would you make the bracha again on doing Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Now this question is a spin-off of what he said before. Essentially, if you understand that ner ishu beso means that everyone's chayiv, then there's no chiddush in Mahadrin. Mahadrin is just going back to the normal thing. So you don't have a paradigm of making a bracha on Mahadrin. But if you're saying that essentially the chiyuv is on the home, the whole idea of everyone lighting themselves only comes up on the Mahadrin level. So then you have a paradigm of bracha being made for hiddur by Chanukah. So if bracha is being made for hiddur, you could ask whether bracha should be made for hiddur mina hiddur, for the higher level of hiddur. I wanted to add, in fact I will add, what might be another interesting nafkamina. If you say that essentially the base chiyuv is on the home, and the chachamim then came along and created a new chiyuv, right? They have no choice because the base chiyuv is on the home. I want to ask the following question, which has a huge halachic nafkamina. For anyone who ever went to or will go to a yeshiva or a seminary. What's an afghani? We talked about the connection to the home being on 2 levels. The kiyum ha-mitzvah and the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Maybe one can suggest that why is the kiyum ha-mitzvah done in the context of the home? Because the chiyuv is a chiyuv on the home. They're not 2 independent things, they're connected. So go with me here. The base level of the chiyuv would be the light by the door because the chiyuv is in the home. But the second person who lights is not midin the home. The second person who lights is midin the guy. So maybe then his kiyum would not need to be by the door. Now people live, 4 people in an apartment or in a dorm room. So in the yeshiva, where they're crazy enough to let you light in the dorm room or by the dorm, right? Or your own apartment, do what you want. So everyone wants a light within 10 tefachim, right? Between 3 and 10 tefachim. Within the tefach of the door. How do you do that? You have to be within the tefach of the door. So if one guy's here, one guy's here, he's already too far away, right? So they have these wooden cupboards that people buy that have like little slots in them. You know what I'm talking about? From 3 to 10. You ever see those? You can imagine what they look like though, right? So people can put 4 within 3 and 10 tefach. Is that necessary? Is that ideal? Maybe the second narrow should be lit in the place where it will be most seen. The window. It's a halachic question. I haven't yet heard anyone give an answer to it. Should the second person lighting light by the door? Or, better, in the place that has the most potential piercing? Depends on this issue. You're following this whole thing roughly. Okay, questions? Then I want to add on one last important point here. Yeah?
The previous point where we said that Rashi holds that it can be just within his house.
Rashi says something which some interpret as being petach bayit, even when there's a chatzar in between.
Right.
The Bach and the Beis Yosef interpret that way. So according to that understanding, yeah.
So doesn't that mean that, according just like to the Gemara, where it talks about the Gamal, where the Nair burns his stuff, and according to Rashi, it'd be chayav?
Oh, that's the kasha. The Rashba asks on Rashi. That's the kasha. The Rashba asks on Rashi. Meaning, if you're saying you're lighting by the house inside the chatzar, so what's the what chenveni, what gamal, right? You're all the way inside. That's why I said the Rashba seems to understand Rashi like the Beis Yosef and the Bach, because he asked that kasha. You with me? The Tosis Rush answers that kasha. He seems to understand Rashi differently. He seems to understand Rashi the way I was suggesting. If you take a look, you can see here. Hey, we could have a whole shiur just on Shitas Rashi and the question of bias and chatzer, which is a whole issue. There's like four or five sugars which hinge on it. Tosis brings a couple of sugars in. He brings rayas and there's other counter rayas. It's a whole dingzach, which has halachic implications. What are the halachic implications of bias and chatzer? Well, obviously bias and chatzer, but also apartment buildings, which is bias and chatzer. The same thing. I just want to formulate it in modern day terminology, right? Let's say you live in an apartment building, right? So the ideal thing is to light, assumably, in your chatzer. Although the Brisa says here, v'ima yadar ba'aliyah, you put it on the window. So was there a chatzer for you to light it or not in that case of dar ba'aliyah? What's ideal? But assuming the chatzer is better, where do you light? Do you light at the entry into your bais, or do you light at the entry into the apartment complex? You with me? So that's a big discussion, which would hinge on Tosis versus whether Rashi disagrees or not. But the point I was making to you is that it seems there's another question in Rashi and Tosis, not just which petach, but which side of the petach. If you guys want, we're gonna have a whole thing on this. Okay, whatever. All right. I want to add one last point here, which I think is very important, and that is through the Shelis and Chuvas of the Pnei Maven, which appears on page 5. The Pnei Maven points out that if you look carefully at the words, it doesn't say that the Chiyuv is Ner Labayas. It says Ner Ish Ubeso. What does that mean? What does that mean, Ner Ish Ubeso? So the Pashup Shad, if you're reading the words, is it sounds like there are already both elements within the Chiyuv. Ner Ish Ubeso. Meaning the Mahadrin, the practical Mahadrin level is already included within the base formulation of the Bayit. Now again, the base formulation, the base din is you just light in the bayit. But, says the Pnei Maven, I think it's Bashup Shach, the formulation already includes within it the chiyuv being on the gavra as well, not one or the other. Both. Ner ish ubesa. So what would the pshat be? So I think this connects back beautifully to what we were speaking about in the last sugya, in the shita of those who held that you can light Ner Chanukah even Shelo Bezmano, before Shkia, after Shkia, best and typified by the Rashba, if you remember, right, who said both. And how did the Ritva explain the Rashba? It could be you don't have the piersim out there. We had a lot of explanations of Rashba. It could be you don't have the piersim out there, but you have the piersim at least. Low Levnei Beso. Low Levnei Beso. But even low is significant. And I mentioned then the Mordechai and the Orchus Chaim, I printed it again here, who talk about the personal reflective side of the mitzvah. Meaning, ideally, the way the mitzvah should be done is not just with your own personal reflective side, but as the home sending out a message. But where that's not possible, there's a kiyum independent side. And I think this can answer kasha that Tosis asks from mezuzah. Let's go back to our Tosis, the one we saw on Thursday, on page 1. Tosis asks, he's talking about why there's a special din of Birchas Ari'iyah by Chanukah. Remember? So Tosfos said, his first answer was because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is so chaviv. The second thing he said is, there's a lot of people without homes who can't be Mekayim. And then Tosfos adds, Vitam Rishon Nicha. The first reason seems better to me. Delo Tik Shalem Mezuzah. Because if you're saying the reason why they were mitakin it is so everyone can be part of the mitzvah even if they don't have a home, so why were they mitakin b'chzaviyah for mitzvah? That's Tosfos discussion. Therefore, he rejects the second explanation. So I think one could answer Tosfos Kasha by saying that by mezuzah it's only a chovas bias. You can't be mitake in birchas ariyah if it's something that's only a chovas bias. It doesn't make any sense. You're not doing anything. The uniqueness of Chanukah is that on the one hand it's a chovas bias and the kiyum has to be through the bias. On the other hand, there's also an element of gavra. So you can be mitake in birchas ariyah because when I see it, I'm being mekayim something. Maybe this is what Tosfos means in the Teretz he does give. Tosfos adds on his last line after saying V'tam Rishonicha, he then adds the words V'od Yesh Lefaresh T'ein Shayach L'Taken L'Roa Bracha She'ein Ha'osim Mevarech. You can't be Metaken that someone seeing the mitzvah should make a bracha that the one who doing the mitzvah isn't making. Meaning, when you mezuzah, what's the bracha mezuzah? Lekvah mezuzah. You can't say that a person sees mezuzah is going to make the bracha of lekvah mezuzah. He's not being kovei mezuzah, and you can't say he's going to make the bracha of riata mezuzah because there is no bracha like that on this mitzvah. What's unique about Ner Chanukah? There's two brachos. What's the two brachos? Lahadlik and shasanisim. Well, why are there two brachos? Again, Tosfos brings a proof from the fact that there are two brachos. But why are there two brachos? Maybe the two brachos are reflective of the two different aspects of the chiyuv and the kiyum. One is to light. Why are you lighting? You're lighting by the door, sending out a message. But the second is to reflect for yourself. How do you express that reflection? By saying, which would also explain why they were attacking two brachas in the first place, if there are two kiyumim. Now obviously, one would need to discuss the questions of the brachas more in depth, more at length, and that's a sugya, one of the last sugyas here on Daf Chav Gimel. I don't know if we'll get up to it. And I think this can explain the chiddush that many hold Rashi said here in this sugya. Rashi, in explaining Birch Sarah, we already saw, as opposed to those who explains it for the homeless, how did Rashi explain who Birch Sarah was instituted for?
Someone
on a boat, or someone who didn't light in his home yet. Now, the Mordechai quotes this Rashi, and he says, that's only if he's not planning to light in his home. Shulchan Aruch quotes that la'alach. That's why you guys haven't heard this big chiddush. But the Ritva disagrees. Ritva, second from the last source here on page 5. Quotes a Pashup Shot, if you're walking home from shul, and you didn't light yet, and you see the nearest Chanukah, you make Shasanisim. When you get home, you make Lahadlik, when you light. And the Magid Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah, we're medayik this from the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Kol haros, avalo birch avarach shnei, shechayonu and Shasanisim. What you see here in this sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, Pashup Shot, is a total separation between the two aspects of the mitzvah. There's the lighting, where you send out a message, and there's the reflecting, which you have even when you see someone else is lit. And therefore, as soon as you see the thing that helps you reflect, you make the bracha of reflection. You go home and you'll light. Shkoyach. But there's two totally independent things. According to the Mordechai, which is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we want the reflection to be connected to the lighting, ideally. And therefore, if you're seeing before you're lighting, wait. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, no. They're two different things. Okay. So tomorrow we'll move on to Mahadran. We're going to run after Mahadran. Mahadran means to run after something. That's what it means. Oh, that means to run after something. It means to run after something. So we'll run after it tomorrow. Rashi says, Mahadran achar ha-mitzvah. Hadar means to run after something, right? Hadar amarava. Then he found something, got there. Achar ha-mitzvah. Okay. Seder.